This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer in for Rachel Martin. And there goes our weekly toe-tapping tune that says it's time to do the puzzle. Joining me now is Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Linda.
Now, could you remind us what the challenge was?
Yes, last week I said to write down five words: aide, A-I-D-E, heart, tough, gelatin, and emanate. And I said there's something very unusual they have in common. What is it? And to signal that you have the answer, provide another word that has the same property. Well, the answer was each word can be transformed into a new word by moving the first letter to the end. So, for example, aide, move the A to the end and you get idea, heart becomes earth, and so on. And other words with the same property are plum, dread, and tangs.
And this week we got more than 900 correct answers. Our randomly selected winner is Gig Moineau from Newton, Massachusetts. Congratulations, Gig.
Thank you.
I would think you would be Gigi with the last name like that.
It has been said that way. It went into my high school yearbook as Gigi.
It's a very interesting name because you've got all the A-E-I-O-U. It's all there.
And I understand that Moineau is French for sparrow. And did you know that the French word for bird, oiseau, O-I-S-E-A-U, in just six letters, has all five vowels? There you go.
Well, let's get to it. Are you ready to play?
Sure.
She says hesitantly.
Okay, Will, you're in charge.
All right, Gig and Linda. For the Sunday before the 4th of July weekend, I've brought a president's puzzle. Every answer is the last name of a U.S. president, which I'd like you to answer from their anagrams. For example, if I said shrub minus R, you would say bush. Number one is frond, F-R-O-N-D, minus N.
Ford.
Ford is right. Number two is fatty, F-A-T-T-Y, minus Y.
Taft.
Hyenas, minus N.
Haze.
Haze is it?
Well, you are Garnet. Really just rolling along here.
Garnet minus E.
Grant.
Is right. Realty, R-E-A-L-T-Y, minus A.
Oh, I'm having a tough time with this one.
Tippecanoe.
There you go.
Tyler.
Excellent hint, yes. Amoeba, A-M-O-E-B-A, minus E.
Obama.
That's it. Terrace, T-E-R-R-A-C-E, minus E.
Carter.
That's it. Tantrum, T-A-N-T-R-U-M, minus T.
Truman.
That's it. Perfect. Slowing, S-L-O-W-I-N-G, minus G.
Wilson.
That's it. Arrange, A-R-R-A-N-G-E, minus R.
Oh, Reagan.
That's it. Royalty, minus Y.
Taylor.
That's it. Diamonds, D-I-A-M-O-N-D-S, minus D.
Madison.
Madison is it. How about hand grip, H-A-N-D-G-R-I-P, minus P.
It's just not rearranging it in my head either.
It's a 20th century president.
Oh, Harding.
Harding is it. And here's your last one, narrowish, N-A-R-R-O-W-I-S-H, minus W. And your hint is it was the name of two presidents.
That Harrison?
Harrison. Nice job.
Very nice job. I am very impressed. And for playing our puzzle, you'll get the Weekend Edition lapel pin plus puzzle books and games. You can read all about that at npr.org/puzzle. But before we let you go, what is your public radio station?
I'm a listener and member of both WBUR and WGBH, both in Boston.
That's fabulous. I can never decide between them either. Gig Moineau of Newton, Massachusetts, thank you very much for playing our puzzle.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. It was great fun.
So, Will, do you have the challenge for next week?
Yes, I do. It comes from listener Al Gorey of Cozy Lake, New Jersey, and involves a spoonerism in which you reverse the initial consonant sounds in one phrase to make another phrase. For example, if you spoonerize light rain, you get right lane. So, name part of a truck in two words, spoonerize it, and you'll name something FEMA uses. What is it? So again, part of a truck in two words, spoonerize this phrase, and you'll name something that FEMA uses. What is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. One entry per person, please. Next Thursday is the 4th of July, so our deadline will come a day early. It will be Wednesday, July 3rd at 3 p.m. Eastern. Please include a telephone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you are the winner, we'll give you a call. You'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Will, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Linda.